Pennsylvania has no shortage of old buildings, and some cities have long used them as a selling point. Now in Pittsburgh, Mayor Bill Peduto wants to leverage them as a resource rather than a burden. He's pushing for preservation of the architectural past as a tool to drive economic development. Keystone Crossroads' Irina Zhorov reports that new data supports such strategy.
Eve Picker is renovating her historic Werner Building in the East Liberty neighborhood of Pittsburgh for some new tenants. The upstairs houses artists and small businesses, including a music teacher, and downstairs there's a popular bar and a pizza shop coming shortly. They're all startups. These innovators, says Picker, want to occupy a space with history. Trim Pittsburgh, an underwear store in the Werner, is no exception.
This area of East Liberty is just kind of revitalizing itself, so that's kind of why we were excited to be in this neighborhood. And then when we saw the space, we're like, this is it.
That's Adam Childers, who owns Trim Pittsburgh along with Tom West. A previous tenant, a hair salon, hadn't taken care of the space's historic look, but now it's all big windows, tall ceilings, and beautiful hardwood floors with some very authentic burn marks.
Love the floor.
Yeah.
Everybody loves the floor. They always
They're like, did you pay to get those markings on there? It's what I get. Seriously, I'm asked that. I'm like, no, I think we just kind of lucked out. Like, you know, it's from the hair salon, I guess, the braiding salon, but yeah.
I think it was actually a long time ago there was a pizza shop in here, so that might be the burn marks.
Were there used to be also, I think, a rubber company in here as well?
Picker loves her old properties and the role she plays in the city's transformation, but she also readily admits that she could make a lot more money developing new buildings.
The financial problem is more that when you find an old, dilapidated building, it's usually in a neighborhood that hasn't been raised up yet. So while it may seem cheap, it's expensive to renovate and you can't really get a return. So it's a waiting game.
It can also be harder to get old buildings up to code and repurpose them as needed. Pittsburgh History and Landmarks Foundation President Arthur Ziegler says any living city will ultimately need new building stock to stay dynamic. But he says it's worth the trouble to preserve aging architecture as well.
You do not see people flocking in to see modern buildings, you see them flocking in to see historic buildings and historic streets. They attract retail in a downtown area and a main street area. And retail loves density, and it likes buildings right at the sidewalk, and that's what old buildings present.
Preservation has been a development strategy in some cities for years, but a recent report by the National Trust for Historic Preservation quantifies the advantages. The study found that older buildings housed more young people, more startups, more nightlife, more of all the things cities like Pittsburgh are trying to attract. The Trust's lead researcher on the project, Michael Poe, says older buildings have the advantage of scale. They're smaller. But it's not just that.
Older buildings are often paid off. They're often owned locally. So you end up having more non-chain businesses, more women and minority-owned businesses, more small businesses, and older buildings. So independent from the size. Age does matter.
And it's not just recognized historic buildings and districts. Yes, they get the benefit of preservation tax credits, and Poe says that's important, but so are just run-of-the-mill old buildings.
We think that just everyday, you know, sometimes kind of crummy older buildings are actually really important, and that you need a little grit. You know, you need some creaky floors to actually have a healthy economy.
Mayor Bill Peduto says creaky floors are something Pittsburgh has a lot of, though he calls it uniqueness.
You know, what people want in a city isn't to be in a city that just has development occurring, but they want a uniqueness, an authenticity, and Pittsburgh has it. And I don't want to use government money to lose it. I want to use government money to enhance it.
Peduto is directing the Urban Redevelopment Authority in Pittsburgh to prioritize projects that focus on preservation and, quote, put the yellow light on development projects looking to demolish those assets. Already, across the Commonwealth, in Philadelphia and smaller cities, millions of economic impact dollars have come from historic preservation projects. In Philadelphia, too, such efforts have built a robust tourism industry around the city's historic buildings. But many old buildings that don't appear on one register or another also go unused or are demolished. Tom West, who owns the underwear store in Pittsburgh, says he's glad to be a part of the Werner's living history.
If I have grandkids or something like that and they're like, oh, that's where, you know, Grandpa used to own a store, I think that'd be awesome. An underwear store, you know.
I'm Irina Zhorov with Keystone Crossroads in Pittsburgh.